Okay, Daf Chav Gimel. We're familiar here with the Machlokes Rabba and Rava of a simin ha'asur lidaris. If you have a simin that you have a chefes that had a simin on it, but it was in like a Rosh Hashanah, and therefore the assumption was it was going to be stepped on. If it's going to be stepped on, this simin was going to get wiped away or destroyed or something like that. So do we assume that if the simin ended up surviving, was the Balaveda assumed that it was going to be lost anyways, and therefore it's not a good simin or not? So Rabba had said that simon has surely daris loy have a simon, and therefore we assume it would get destroyed. And Rava said, no, even if it's surely daris, if it survives, have a simon, and the Babayas is soimichanim. So we're trying to bring back and forth rias to the shayla. Tashma, we're about 9 lines down, Chof Gimel. Tashma, kikari shal nachtum, harei elu shaloi. So our Mishnah already said this halacha. If you have a piece of bread or cake of some sort that was made by a bakery, so it has no simon on it because they just make hundreds of the same thing, so therefore there's no way you can know that it's yours. Mashma, hashal balabayis chayv lachis. If it's something that you made at home and everybody makes the cake a certain shape or certain ingredients or certain flavor, whatever it is, but when you make it at home, it has a certain homemade touch to it. If it has a certain homemade touch to it, that would be a simon. Shal balabayis, my timea, chivin de ispu simon, made the other. Rifted the inish, right? Each person has their own type of bread or own type of cake, if you're talking about cookies, and therefore everybody knows what would be theirs. Now, However, according to that, we never seem to differentiate whether you found this kikar of the balabayas, even if you found it in Rosh Hashanah. Now, if you find it in Rosh Hashanah, we said simon asurli daris lo yave simon, according to that shita, and therefore it would be stepped on, and you would be able to identify it at all, not by the shape or the color or whatever it happens to be. Says the Gemara. So we see that simon asurli daris would be a simon, and that would be a raya to Rava, not like Rabba, to Yufta de Rava. Rabba could say to you, by food it's different. You have a Gemara in Ervin that says that you're not allowed to, for sure you're not allowed to step on food. Rashi realizes you're not allowed to even walk over food, and therefore if you see food in the street, you're going to stop and pick it up. And therefore it's never going to be nidras in the first place. Love that, because it's Indian. Rashi doesn't say it's Indian, I'm not stepping on it. Rashi says you're going to be hilkach loy nidrasu shemisha matzon rishon higbion. Whoever sees, you don't walk over food. You see food in the street, you pick it up. If it's edible, you take it with you. If it's not, you throw it away, whatever. But you always pick up food. So specifically by food, this machlekes Rabba and Rava would not be relevant. If you hold that ein mavirin ala eichlin, then no food is going to be nidras. It's not going to be a shayla. Says, well, that's very nice. Vayikra nachrim. But there's goyim, and goyim are going to step on it. Taisus is not questions. Are we talking about the disroiv goyim? Are we talking about even a few goyim? It's like Taisus is bothered by Taisus blibes tzarechin. Why would this be a heter to keep the chafetz? Because goyim step on it. Who says there's enough goyim here? But either way, the Gemara assumes it is. The Gemara has an answer. Nochim chayshi l'kshofim. Nochim have this idea that if there's food in the street and you step on it or something like that, there's going to be Kishuf in it. Now, Taisus points out, Rashi points, I mean. No, a goy doesn't mean, we don't necessarily mean a goy is going to pick it up and do a Shavas Aveda. Right? That's not the Kshufim issue. It's just a question, will the goy ruin the food? So we don't assume goyim would. Of a Yikabahim of a Klovim, well, they're still animals, right? Animals are not going to be makbid on not being Menidras on food. So according to this point that we're saying now, according to the Rabbah, that simon asurli daris lo yave simon, if there's animals there, then also by food it would be a same halacha. Also by food, you would say that the animals would step on it, even if people don't step on food, even if goyim don't step on food, but animals would, and therefore, if there's animals, you would assume it would be crushed, and therefore, in Rosh Hashanah, even if it was a kikar of a balabayis, you would not have to return it. So this whole thing is a machlokes tanoi. The Bryce, the Mishnah said, Rabbi Yehuda, at the end of the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda said, Aymar, kol davar sheyesh bo shinui chayv lahachris. If we talked about the things in the Reisha, we talked about the things which did not have a simon at all. We talked about yish, not yish, but they had no simon. Comes Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah and said, if it happens to have a simon, then it would be considered something that you have to return. And the Mishnah said, Ketzad, Motza Igul Ubusay Cheres. If you find a cake, a fig cake, whatever it is, it has a piece of cheres in it, or kikar Ubusay Chemoy. So if there was a loaf of bread or a cake that had money in it. Now, these are things which normally we said do not have a simon, but because they have something strange happen to them, therefore it would be a simon. Now we're talking here about food. Now, food, we said, in Rosh Hashanah Rabbah, would be a Isur Lidoris, according to Rabbah, and it would not be a Simon anyways, because we assume it would get stepped on, and it would get destroyed, and no one would be able to notice it. So now, sorry? Oh, we're going to get, that's, we're going to have to put this all together. Okay. So, Michlal, the Yehuda says, this is a Simon. Michlal, says the Gemara, the Tanakama Sava Re'elu Shaloi. If Rabbi Yehuda comes to the Mishnah and says this point, Mashmah Tanakama and the Reisha held that by these objects, even if it has a kli cheres in it, or even if it's a kikar with money in it, it would not be considered a simon, and you'd be able to keep it. Why? What's the machlekes of Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda? So we have three moving knobs we can move here in terms of why this should or should not be a good simon. So first of all, says the Gemara, Savrua de Kuliyama, simon abame elef have a simon. First of all, these are not necessarily things that you put in on purpose. It could be some money fell into the kikar, it could be a klicheres fell in when you were baking it into the pot, and therefore lav dafka would this necessarily be considered a simon. Now Rashi says, we're talking about over here that you put it to the sim shimon. Rashi says, have a simon. Damrina abame elef, Rashi says, Rashi before, Haroi lovam elav kun cheres pamisha neifel. Still, it's have a simin. Rashi says damrina on the shame simin nasnu sham v'loy nafam elav. And chami, if it was nafam elav, Babais wouldn't necessarily know that it was there to be able to consider it a simin. But even though this is the type of thing which normally maybe happened by itself, we can assume if the Babais tells us this simin and it's true, that that would be considered a simin. So that's the first question: is something which is not specifically a simin, does that count? Yes or no? So let's assume. Yes, for that part. Okay, so simon abuzamayel habisim, and mavirin aloichad, and we assume that people would step on food. Let's just assume that for a moment. So says the Gemara. So then, what would be the simon? So my lav, but simon necessarily does significantly. So if people are going to step on food, and if this would have been a simon, if they don't, so then the only question is simon necessarily daris. Machlekes Rabba and Rava is actually the machlekes viewed in Tanakam of our Mishnah. Mar savar loy have a simon, since it's going to be stepped on, and if I don't care if you have a piece of cheres in it. Mar savar have a simon, and the other one says and. Amuda says, that would be a simon. So the machlekes over there is the same machlekes in our Mishnah. Look, could be. Amar Zvid Mishmei de Rava. So Zvid Mishmei de Rava coming to defend Rava. Rava was the one who had said that simon asur yedaris have a simon. He says, no. Iso kodaita kidikasavar tanakama simon asur yedaris loy have a simon. Umavir na loichlin kikar shabal bais mishazama my machris. So then why be machris at all? There's nothing to be machris. There's no simon there. The opposite. The Kuliyama Savri Simon Asur Lidaris Have Simon. Everybody says, like Rava said, that a Simon Asur Lidaris is considered a Simon. Umavir and Aloichlin, and you're not going to step on food anyways. It doesn't make a difference because it doesn't make a difference if you do or not because it's a Simon anyways. Vahacha, a Simon Abam Elf Kabifiki. The Machlaikis on our mission isn't the first point. Machlaikis on our mission is if it's not really a Simon that you put there on purpose, maybe you did, maybe you didn't, we're not sure. That's the Machlaikis for Yehuda and the Tanakama. Is it a Simon or not? Tanakama, so our Simon Abam Elf Loi have a Simon. Then for a piece of cheres or a coin or whatever it is, that's not enough of an indicator that you know that it's yours. If you do not mishnah sever, have a simon. If you do, will clearly say that it would be a simon. But that would all be assuming that everybody holds simon as the doris, have a simon like Rava. What would Rabbah say? The Rabbah Amalacha, Rabbah's going to have to explain the mission the other way. The Kuliyama Simon Asur Lidaris Loi Have a Simon. If it actually is stepped on, it is not going to be a Simon. The Eim Avir Nala Eichlin. The Hacha Basimon Abba Mev Kamifiki. Tanakama Sever Loi Have a Simon. Be the Sever Have a Simon. So we can explain it either way. We have all these moving knobs, and we can explain that the Machlaikis on our mission is Lav Dafka, a question of Simon Asur Lidaris. It could be a question of is a Simon Abba Mev going to be a Simon or not? Ika diyamri, or we could say another way. The savrua, the kuliyama simon abamei elav have a simon. The fact that it's just a happenstance kind of simon, that's okay. The simon asulah daris loy have a simon. Rabbah could say, everybody holds like me. Simon asulah daris is not going to be a simon. So, my love, but maybe they're arguing, does that apply to food? Do people step on the food or do they not step on the food? The marsha mavir and marsha v'en mavir. So that's another way you could explain it. And if you do that, then anything, then the opposite, then the Mishnah makes more sense according to Rabbah. Everybody holds simon asur daris loy have a simon. Some are simon shmei derava. So simon shmei derava would then question on this again. The same shem shakam v'tayi just coming from the other side. Isaka daitech saver tanakama simon asur daris loy have a simon. If you hold like Rabbah, that a simon asur daris is not a simon, umaviren al ha'oichlin, and it would even apply to food. So kikar shabal bayis b'shusam ha'machris. Getting back to that same question, if it's a kikar shabal bayis, why are you going to be machris? It there's nothing to be machris. It's b'shusar rabim. El Amr Zim Mishmei the Rav, the Kuli Amr, the opposite. Salvi Simen Asili Doris Have Simen. It is a Simen, even if it's stepped on. Umavir and Aleichan, even if you want to step on the food, we don't care. V'achab a Simen Amarav Kemifik. Like we said, the question is that considered a Simen, this type of kind of weak indicator? Tanakama Sarah. Have Simen Abba Mehelev. Lo Have Simen. Yudhisar Have a Simen. Rabba Amalucha, and how's Rabba going to answer to you? The Kuliyama Simen Asli Dois Loi Have a Simen, like Rabba said. Veim Ravir and Loichlin, Vachem a Simen Abba Mev Kemifikli. The question is this type of Simen, because if you hold Aim Ravir and Aloichlin, so then my Akikar Shabbat Abayas, the Simen will still be there. The only question is this considered a Simen or not? Tanakama Server, Simen Abba Mev, Loi Have a Simen, Yudhu Server Have a Simen. So we have these three knobs, and you're going to have to hold one or the other. If you're talking about a piece of food, Bereshus HaRabim, by a Simen Abba Me'elev is going to be able to be returned if it's Baal Bayis, either because you don't step on food, or you say even if you step on it, it doesn't matter as long as the Simen survives, that's good enough, assuming a Simen Abba Me'elev is a good Simen or not. So how do we paskin in all this? So remember, we're going here in Shitas Rava. The Klala Davidasa, first of all, the first Klal by an Aved is Chivin de Amar, when the owner says, Vai leo, vai lo, lichisar and kiss, oy vey, I lost this, and I'm never going to get it back. That's miyayish lamina. That is considered yish. So we discussed yish loy midas. Once the owner says, oy vey, I lost it, and I'm not going to get it back, vai lo, lichisar and kiss, I lost this money, that is the official stage when he's miyayish, and if anybody finds it afterwards, they can keep it, of course. If you have a kriches b'shus rabba under all circumstances, because Rava said simen asolei dores is going to be a simen, but as kikir b'shus rabba reili shaloi b'shus ayochid, it depends. Iderech tefila reili shaloi, iderech hanocha neitol l'machus. So it depends. If you're finding it b'shus rabbim, then there's going to be no simen on. If you find it b'shus ayochid, if it fell, because the person doesn't know where it is. Iderech hanocha neitol l'machus, because you have makom simen. B'shus rabbim, we said it gets kicked around. And b'shus ayochid, then not. B'shus ayochid, as long as it's in a place where you see he put it down, then he can tell you. If it's derech tefila, then he doesn't know where he lost it, and it doesn't make a difference. That's only if it has no simen at all, and the only simen would be makom. If it has a simen, even maybe a simen abba me'elav that we debated, because Rava Paskins, simen asolei dores, have a simen. So I don't care if you want to say that food you step on or food you don't step on, Lamaisa is a simen, the worst it is a simen asolei dores, and Rava says a simen asolei dores would be considered a simen, and therefore if it's a kikar of a Baal HaBayis like that, then in a chanami you'd have to return in all cases. Again, that's the way Rava would paskin. Obviously Rava would not paskin that. Continuing in the Mishnah, we said the next thing is a machrezish shodogim. If you have some sort of ring or rope which has a bunch of fish on it, the fishermen were selling, someone dropped it, Rosh Sarabim, the Mishnah said, Arelu Shaloi, it's not considered a simen at all. So, Lamai, Lave Kesher simen. The type of knot that was made on this rope, you should be able to say, I made a knot this way or that way, and that type of knot should be considered a simen itself. So, I'm a catch with its side that we're talking over here by a standard type of knot that the fishermen make, to kuliyama achimikatri, and therefore the knot itself is not a simen. Everybody does it exactly the same way. If everybody does it exactly the same way, that's not something individual that you can claim as a simen. We'll have a minion simen. So what about just say the number of fish, right? I found the ring of fish. Okay, I had five on it. Oh, it's five. So why doesn't that count? So again, b'minyana d'shavin. We're talking about where it's standard. There's standard amount of fish on the ring. Everybody has three or five or seven or whatever it is. And therefore, if it's standard, there's nothing individual about it. It would not be considered a simba. But enechanami. If it was something unique, then it would be a simba. B'ayman emref sheshes. Minyan avi simin aloy avi simin. In general, can you say the number of something for it to be a simin? In other words, do we say that that's individual enough? Or do we say that you can easily make it up and lie and guess? And therefore it's not considered enough individual for us to be confident that it's actually yours. Some of sheshes to nisua. We have matzah kli kesef. We have Bryson that says, if you found silver kalim or kli nechayshes, or gisteroin shel aver, just a big block of lead, a piece of broken lead, v'chol kli mataches, any other metal kalim, hareze lo yachsir, you're not remaxer it until, ashitin ois, until you give some sort of simin, oyet shechave mishkaloisov. If you can tell how much it weighs, then that is an individual simin. So weight counts. It says, the Gemara, we do mishkal have a simin. If weight counts, then midu minyan nami have a simin. then also the number of it or the size of it would also be considered a simen. Again, assuming that that's individual. If everybody only sells 1 kilo packages of meat, then that's not going to be a simen at all. But if you don't say it's 1 kilo, you say it's 0.9876, you know, really up to the muduyak, then in a chanami, that would be considered a proper simen, whether it's on the weight or the size or anything of that nature. Okay, so that leads us to the next piece of the Mishnah. The next piece of the Mishnah said, chatiche shel basar, pieces of meat, also, your harelu shalom, you could keep it, it's mashma, it's not a simen. You just said that weight counts. So if weight counts, every piece of meat has an individual weight, so why are you allowed to keep it? You should be able to hold, you should have to hold on to it till the owner, some owner could come and tell you how much it weighs. He says, remember, mishkal de shoven, and we're talking about where there's nothing individual about the weight. It's a 1 kilo piece of meat. Everybody, that's a pretty standard size for, you know, a package of ground beef. And therefore, since that's a standard size, that's not considered individual enough to be a simon.
But if you find a piece of meat in the road, you have a bigger problem than finding returning it is whether it's kosher.
But it doesn't make, even if it's not kosher, you still have to return it. Kosher is a question, you're right. You still have to return it. It's owned by somebody. Says Mavavechaticha Gufa Simon. Why can't you identify what piece of meat it is? Right? The Gemara says, Oidadafka Oidatma. I lost a piece of neck meat. I lost a piece of rib steak. I lost a thigh piece of meat. Why can't you identify what piece of meat it is? And that should be individual enough to be a simon. Me like Tanya, we have a similar halacha. Matzachaticha is dogim. If you find pieces of fish, V'dogna shuach, a fish that was a bit or something like that, cut in a certain way, so chayv lahachris. Then you have to be machris them. Now, what are you being machris over there? L'chayv being machris, what piece of the fish you found? Did I find the tail? Did I find the head? Something like that. Continues the Brisa, we'll get back to the rest in a second. Chaviyah shel yayin v'shel shemen, if you find barrels of wine or oil, v'shel tevua, if it was barrels filled with grain, v'shel gregoris, v'shel zesim, harelu shalai, all those things are not considered a simen on a barrel. We'll get to the barrel back in a second. So the chayr, back to the piece of fish, we see by the piece of fish, you have to have a simen. What simen will you have on a fish? The chayr, the simen you have is what part of the fish it is. So you're also by the meat, you should be able to identify what piece of meat it is. We're talking about that it was cut a certain way, not that it was just the head or just the tail. The head or the tail is not enough of a simon. But if it was cut in a certain way, filleted in a certain way that's unique to this butcher or to this piece of meat, that's when you could talk identify it. And that would be true by meat as well. It's nothing to do specifically with fish. When he cut his meat, he would cut it in a triangle. And therefore, everybody knew when you found a triangle piece of meat on the street, that was Rabbi Aravuna's, and therefore that was a good way to identify your meat. So if you cut it individually, fine. But the actual piece of meat in terms of the location on the animal, that itself is not necessarily going to be a simon. Dekanami, that makes sense that that's the pshat by the fish as well. Dektani dumya the dog nashuach. It said a piece of fish or a dog nashuach. Obviously, a dog nashuach is individual. It was bit or whatever it was in a certain way. So, shvamina, that the part of the fish or part of the animal is not good, but the individual cut, if it was cut in a certain way, that would be a sin. Okay, derech agav, we brought the brisa, which talked about barrels. Amamar, chavir shal yayim v'shal shemim v'shal tvua v'shal gregis shal zesim harelu shaloi. Those you can keep, no simon. Every barrel looks the same. Every barrel has the same weight. Every barrel is the same. The fact that you can identify the what's inside of it is not individual at all. And therefore, there's no simon. Again, assuming that we're talking about a case where the person was already miyayish, or that yishal midas, you can keep it. Avatanan, but we have a Mishnah. The Mishnah later on in Daf Chaf Hei says, kad yayim v'kad shemen chayv l'achiz. When you find a kad, which is just a small version of a chavis, then you would have to return it. And it's considered a simon of some sort. So it's a stira. Is a barrel or a jug of wine have a simon on it or not have a simon on it? So I'm saying my Rav Masnisin Berishum. Our Mishnah, when it says on Daf Chafei that you have to return it, there is a type of simon that could be Rashum. What is Rashum? It's a very interesting Rashi. We look in Rashi, right across, almost a little bit up, Rashum. Rashi says, Chaviyoseim Shocherasai. We're talking about barrels that were made out of cheras, not wooden barrels. The Gofanasai Bimogufas cheras. When you fill it up with wine, you seal it with some sort of cheras seal on top of it. V'sarkin tit saviv, you smear like cement or glue, what we call around it, l'dat l'devek, hamagufa, shalayatza re'achayayin. wine. You want to seal it so the wine shouldn't spill out, but also you make it totally hermetically sealed, so even the wine, the smell doesn't go out, so it should keep it fresh. Okay. Bimeishvatay Nisan, that was what you do when you harvest the grapes and you make it into wine. Then when it comes springtime, in Shvat, and afterwards, now, right, Adar, or Nisan, Shemoichin Balabatim Chavias Sechemini, then you take your barrels of wine that you make at home, and you bring them to sell them in the wine store. So what do you do? I don't know why Rashi points this out. You sell 10 or 15 of them at a time. You take off the covers. And then the wholesaler who's buying it from you, he wants to taste the wine before he buys it. Then he tastes it. Oh, this is a very good Cabernet. Excellent. I'm willing to pay you this price. You negotiate the price. Now, the seller wants to take the barrel of wine home to store to sell it. Now you seal it back up. And you seal it back up, and then you put a seal around it so the chenveni can bring it home. That particular seal that you do, not the original seal, but the second seal that you make now, that's called roshem. The chenveni brings it home. Therefore, umasnisan. Therefore, what's after our mishnah? Umasnisan mechavas reshuma v'hainu simin. Why? So Rashi says sheyesh roshmin v'yesh noisan esem petuchel amaychem yad. Rashi says it's not the roshim itself, it's not the way you make it, it's actually the fact that you seal it at all. Some people seal it, some people don't, and it's an individual preference of the chenveni, and therefore Rashi says the fact that you seal it at all at this time of year, that itself would be enough of a simon. I found the barrel, oh really, was it sealed? It's mine. Tysus doesn't like this.
What's the difference between the first roshim and the second roshim?
Because the first roshim, everybody does. That's the point. Everybody does it. We'll see in the Gemara in a second. Tysus doesn't like this. Tysus says it must be that there's something individual about the way you do the Roshim. Maybe you put a signet on it or something like that. Tysus likes it more like that. But Rashi does not seem to say anything different about the way you do it. The fact that you do it at all is the... And then a taka would be a simon. So it says the Gemara inside. Let's see inside. Masnisan b'Rosh. Michlal de b'Raisa b'Petuach. So what the B'Raisa would said that it's no simon means you leave it open? So Ibn Petuach avei de midasi. So what they ask on Rashi is that if some people seal it and some people leave it open, then it should be a simon either way, right? I'm the kind of person who leaves it open, so that's a simon. I'm the kind of person who seals it, that's a simon. So why should either way? That's what Tosfos asks on Rashi. You can decide whether that's a kasha or not, how Rashi deals with that. But the Gemara is asking a more basic question. If you leave it open, it's going to be filled with bugs. And if it's going to be filled with bugs, then it's a vayda midas. So if you find an open jug of wine on the street, obviously the owner is going to be miyash. It's a vayda midas. He left it out on the street. No. Obviously, if you leave it out open, totally open, then it's hefker, legamri, because no one's going to ever want to drink that wine. And if someone does that, it's totally aved midas. But the question is, how was it closed? Was it closed with rashom, which was sealed with some kind of cement or glue? Or was it meitzif, which means you just put a cover on it so the bugs don't get into it, but he didn't seal it? It could be that both the Bryce and the Mishnah is talking about where it was sealed. Well, like kasha, just depends when. Are we talking about already when they started selling it or not, publicly or not? Rashi says, so if it's only the time when, early in the season, I guess, where people have not yet opened the bottles of wine for smelling and tasting, and you do it and you seal it this special way, which everyone can tell, that's unique. If it's already the time when everybody does it, so then the ratio would not be a simon, and that's when the Brisa says that you can keep it. Kihadar of Yaakov Bar Abba, Ishtaka Chavisa de Chamral, Acha Shaniftu Choitzis. He Ishtaka found a barrel of wine like this that was sealed with the Roshim, but it was already later in the season where everybody was doing this. And also, like Amaydabaya, Amalay Zil Shokla Nafshe, you can keep it for yourself. You don't have to worry about it at all. At this stage, everybody's doing Roshim, and if everybody's doing Roshim, then it's not a problem at all, and there's no simon, it's Yush, and you can keep it. Baymane Rav Bibi Merv Nachman. Makam avi simin, oilei avi simin. The shadow we discussed earlier is makam considered a place. Now remember, the way Rashi explained makam avi simin was not that you say, someone says, I found the wallet, and the guy says, oh, I lost it on these steps. That's not what you say. Person says, I found something on the steps, and you say it was a wallet. It's the backwards way of saying it. But is that considered, again, individual or unique enough? So I'm late in Yisua. That we just learned it. Matzah chavir shal yayim, v'shal shem, v'shal tzvur, v'shal grayim, v'shal zesim, harelu shalai. We said, because there's nothing individual about the barrel, or about the seal, or about the wine. Wait a second. Why can't you do a simon based on the place that it was found? And you could say, I found the barrel of wine. Whoever can tell me where I found it, that would be a simon. Mashma, that makam is not a simon. Amar Vizid, Hakam and Maiskim, Barakta the Nara. We're talking about Erechanami. Maybe if it was in a regular place, which is a rabbim or in the street or somewhere, Makam would be a simon. Over here, we're talking about Rakta the Nara. What, the edge of the water, Rashi says, where all the ships come in and they're all unloading barrels there all the time. Why does that make a difference? So Amar of Murray, my time, Amar Abana Raksa Denar Layavi Simon. Why would that make it not a simon? The Amrinale, because we tell the person who says that he lost a barrel there, everybody has barrels of wine by the port during the shipping season. And therefore, it's not a simon. So if that's the case, so then why does it work anyway? It says Mar Ika Diamri, Amar of Mari, my time Rabana, Makam Leavi Simon. That's not just a question by Raksa Denara. According to the Ika Diamri, every Makam would not be a Simon. Leavi Simon Demrinale. Kiechad Isramali Didach Hai Makam, Isramin Aichavarka Hai Makam. Because place, anybody can lose anything anywhere. You don't know. It's impossible to know. It's nothing individual about the chafetz. It's nothing individual at all. It's just a place we lost it. So, Bechatesa, you dropped your wallet on the steps. Somebody else might have dropped their wallet on the steps. It makes no difference. So, the first pshat was saying, Dafka by Raksa Denara, I guess, when it's busier. Second pshat is saying, that svara applies by every din of Makkum, and therefore, according to that version, Makkum would not be a simon at all. Who gavered the shtakach kufra be matzrasa? He found a bucket. Full of tar. It was Beimatsrasa by the wine press. And the question is it Hefker or not? Is it something that he had? There's no simon, just a bucket of tar. There's no simon on it whatsoever, nothing individual. So also came to Rav. He came to Rav, can I keep it? Now, a couple questions that we have to deal with over here is we're assuming that this bucket of tar was not owned by the owner of the wine press, right? Because you can't just go into someone's house and say, you know, under his bed, find his wallet and say, oh, I guess your wallet was lost. Yeesh, and I'm keeping your wallet, right? If it's in his house, that's not considered nevad. So it must be that this wine press owner was not the owner of the bucket. You also could question that if the bucket taka was lost and it was hefker, so the owner of the wine press should just own it if it's not his, right? It should be nicknamed him aide chatzer. So it must be we're talking about the mafreshim say by a chatzer. Chatzer. Must be we have to say we're talking about a chatzer sheni mishtameris of some sort. He didn't know it was there, it wasn't protected properly, so the chatzer would not make a proper kinyan. The only thing that could make a kinyan was someone picked it up. So he went to Rav. Also came to Rav. I'm like zil shakal anavshach. So Rav said, "Makom la have a simon. I don't care where you found it. It's not a simon at all. There's no simon on it. You can keep it." Chazi dekoy davi kot mechasim. Our girsa is other girsas on the side have it mechases. Right, that he was nervous. He was like nervous. Chashem mishpat. I know. Should I keep it? Should I not keep it? Even though Rav paskin yes. So Rav said to him, "Zil polagle lechia brei mine." So go give my son some of that tar. Rav was saying, I'm so much, you can be samech on me, Allah l'maisa, I'm willing to let my own son use that stuff. It's totally hefker. And therefore, you can be samech on me, and you can keep it. So, lemek asava Rav, makam lehavi simen. L'chair over here must be because makam lehavi simen. And therefore, there's no simen on the barrel itself. There's no simen on the tar itself. The other thing which could have been is the makam, and Rav said you can keep it. It must be that the makam is not a simen. So, right to that side of the shiloh. Amravapa, mishum yiush by the nagamah. No. Even if Makam is a simon, over here we knew for sure, even with a simon, that the owner was Miyayish. Why? It's something we've never seen yet in this parak. The Chazi, the Kadakhi Be Chalfi. Over here we saw this thing was very, very old. It had been sitting here for a very long time. Rashi says, Ushtarish Blaz, which is some kind of either rust or something like that, you know, cobwebs. Shmami Na, Rashi says, Miyamim Rabim Hayisham, Vekran Noashua Bailim. So this is the first time we've seen that even if something has a simon, but if it looks like it's been there for a really, really, really long time, the Gemara is not magdir what that is, then we can assume even with the simon, the Bailam said, Vailam de chasar and kiss, he gave up hope, and if he gave up hope, you can keep it even at that point. So even if it has a name in it, even if it doesn't matter what it is, if it's something very, very old, the Gemara is saying, then you can keep it, you don't have to worry about it. Okay, we'll stop here, we'll start him at Hashem tomorrow.